To Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode. Joining me today is my lovely guest and co-host, Erin, who joined me just the other week to talk about this 2020 pandemic, and he has returned to this podcast today. Hello, Erin.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for joining me. I think this, you know, episode is going to be very special, given that the information that both Erin and I have received separately is coming from a different realm. So just to, you know, give you guys some background. A few days ago, I decided to pretty much tune into the Archangel realm to get their perspective on what's going on with this pandemic, what the root cause might be, and ways to be, I guess we can say, positive throughout this time. And then Erin also tuned in the next day along with me and was able to receive some messages from that same realm. And we are here today to share that information with you guys. So, Erin, I am going to kickstart this conversation with the messages that you received first, because they are similar in respect to what I got. But let's talk about what the archangels had to say just in general about why this may be happening to us on this planet today.
Yeah. It was extremely interesting just to kind of, as I was, you know, tuning in and picking it up. I mean, essentially, it's pretty much the earth screaming for help. It's asking us to change the way we are, change the way we live, because we are, as a human species, pretty destructive. And it's like, you know, the way it pretty much came out was, you know, the planet is kind of retaliating and in a way teaching us a lesson, you know. And so right now we're, you know, being destructive. We're tearing down forests. We're, you know, polluting the earth. We are hurting each other, you know, war. And so it was pretty much a message that we all need to start working together. We all need to heal. And unfortunately, you know, the only way we can have any big change is through something disastrous as a human species, which is not the way to essentially go about things. But unfortunately, that's just the way as a large humanity or human species, I should say. It seems that that's just the trend, you know, thinking back to like World War I, World War II. You know, we had to have those big change, those big wars or big disasters or catastrophes in order for some sort of change to happen. And, you know, in order for people to step up and, you know, step out of their comfort zone to make some sort of change. So similarly, this is, you know, the Earth's way of making us, you know, change and work together. Because if you really think about it, which I may have mentioned last time, you know, this is the first like full unified thing that everyone on the globe is experiencing. So it's not just, you know, one country or one state or, you know, a few countries here and there. You know, there are, it's a pretty much a global, well, it's a pandemic for a reason. So, you know, the message that I got, you know, it said, we will come out of it. We will, you know, I guess I won't say win, but we will, you know, pass the initial, I guess, shock and the initial, I guess, you know, I want to say hit that we've received from this. But this is something that we need to do so that we can shift our vibration to a higher vibration and, you know, a more compassionate and loving way of living, thinking, interacting, and communicating and with others, even though we all may be different.
Exactly.
But, you know, so it's pretty interesting. I mean, what did you take on everything that I said? I know it was kind of long-winded when I was, you know, picking up things, and there's probably more things that I said that we could actually take notes on, but I mean, it was pretty intense.
It was intense, and what was so interesting to me is, again, you know, I did my own channeling session the day before without even telling you that I was going to do it, and I was really interested in what you got because I wanted to see if, you know, there were similar threads. And I want to talk about a couple of the things that you said, because it's also what I heard. And one of the things I heard was that this is a moment where the shift, the vibration of the earth has to shift, and that it needs to heal in some way. And unfortunately, in order for it to do so, we do have to experience some form of massive, uncomfortable change to bring about a new beginning, if you will. And we'll talk more about that in a minute, because not everything is going to change. But one of the things that needs to change, which is what you got and which is what I got, is a simple fact that people think only about themselves. That because you got the way that the archangel said it to you, and I wrote it down because I thought it was so profound. Sounds more what's the word? Academic. Mine sounds more like hood rat way of saying. Because I heard Archangel Uriel say, you know, people are only fending for themselves. And I was like, okay, that's one way to say it. And then the way you heard it, which I thought was beautiful, more articulate, you said that people are only thinking in the singular, always the I, never the us. And I thought that the message is the same. But that's also something that was brought to light for both of us, that people need to stop being so selfish.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I remember even seeing it. It was just like this, definitely on a lower vibration and more negative, you know, just overall feel of it. But it was very much like, we're always about the me, the I, you know, how can I win? How can I benefit? How can I, you know, achieve more, you know, and at the expense of others versus, you know, instead of, you know, we should be thinking about, okay, how can I help this person? How can I make, you know, make them, you know, see themselves in a better light or believe in themselves. And even as simple as, you know, if a person on the side of the road, you know, looks like they're hungry and starving, homeless people, you know, for example, a lot of us look the other way and, you know, just ignore them. But right now they're saying, like, this is the time to, if you can spare even a penny, give them a penny. If you, you know, you have some extra food you have, you know, I know a lot of people, they take leftovers from restaurants. You know, a lot of the times if someone asks me for my leftovers or for money, actually, I'll just offer my food if they want to take it. If they don't, then they don't, you know, but it's pretty much a message that we need to start thinking of others. Of course, you know, you are allowed to, you know, make sure your own needs are taken care of, you know, don't give too much where you're going to be struggling. But just, you know, give what you can and help others, help everyone. You know, it seems like, at least from the message I got, that is the way people are going to shift, just because this is a huge issue and a lot of people will be, you know, unemployed and, you know, will have to really find other ways to make ends meet. So it did feel like people will, you know, help out more and will kind of have more of like a compassionate heart when it comes to, you know, seeing someone struggling, whether that might be a family member, a friend, someone that might be, you know, a friend of a friend, something like that. Like, it's just someone else that's in need. I feel like people will start to shift, but it's unfortunate that this has had to happen to cause that shift, you know.
Exactly. And it is unfortunate. And one thing that I told you along the same lines, you know, when I was channeling the archangels, they said to me that profound loss brings profound light, and not to turn away from what's happening. They said specifically, don't avert your eyes from this disaster, like be a witness. And they kept saying that to me over and over, in a sense that we all need a come to Jesus moment. I don't know how else to put it that way. You know, that we all need to be honest about the history, I would say, of this nation. But not just the history, but the reality, like you said, of people, of I would say, power inequities, of a lot of lack of justice on this planet. Like, there's so many things that have been going wrong for so long. It almost, like you said, something really, unfortunately, like a disaster has to happen so that people realize what matters most and that we all matter, not just the people at the top, that there should be inequality amongst all. That's kind of what was said to me, and that we are here. Those, and this is something profound that you said as well, that we all chose to be here at this time to usher in this new change, whether, you know, we lose our lives, or whether we stay here on the planet to help shift people's perspectives, the way they see things and the way they act. I don't want to go too far into this conversation because we have so many other things to talk about. So I'll circle back to this, but I wanted to move on to one thing that you got, and it's about I think we asked why we're not seeing a lot of children being affected.
Yeah, yeah.
By that, can you talk about that?
Yeah, so I did ask, and or what I got was actually quite interesting. So the way I saw it was, you know, children, they are affected and they are catching it in a way, but not in the way that adults are. You know, it was shown to me in a way that they are still developing their bodies, and it's like they have defenses already set in place because they're, you know, essentially, you know, think of a teenager, they can eat pizza, they can eat, you know, 10 hamburgers, 3 hot dogs, and, you know, a couple tacos, and then they still have the, you know, healthy system, you know, they still have energy for the most part, you know, some of them, you know, the ones that are in shape, they can eat like a ton of junk food, and all of a sudden they still have 6-pack abs type of thing. And so it seemed, you know, for kids that were younger, they are still developing, and their immune system is actually, it seemed like it was more, I guess, what's the word? It was, I don't want to say intact, but it was a stronger system there. You can, I guess that's the way to say it.
Right.
And so it was making it easier for them to kind of get through it. Not to say they're all going to make it, you know, cause there's other factors that come into play for some of them, but for the most part, it was shown to me that their immune systems are just better equipped to handle it. And they haven't, you know, they haven't, you know, developed, you know, like the, for example, me, lactose allergies or gluten intolerance and stuff like that. So, you know, their bodies are better equipped just to handle it, it seemed like. So it was very interesting just to kind of capture that. And it was more so for me, it felt more so like, you know, 20s and up would be the ones more so to catch it and get it. But I also, you know, I don't know exactly where this came in, but there was a point too where I was shown that like it's about, you know, positivity and kindness and, you know, compassion to kind of, I guess, in a way, it wasn't like a cure, but in a way to prevent yourself from getting, it was the weirdest thing. You know, cause I'm always the skeptic where I'm like, okay, how can this prevent me from catching something? But it really makes a lot of sense because if, you know, their whole message is for us to shift and to help others, you know, that's exactly what you do when you have kindness and compassion. So, kids, there you go. You know, they're mostly kind. And I say mostly cause you know, we all know a few of them that might have a little attitude, but, but I mean, that's what they are. They're very innocent. They have that kindness, compassion. They're always willing to help. And so it's makes complete sense to me when I kind of put it all together, you know, as to why, you know, they don't catch it as much as we do. And, you know, and if they do, they're quicker to heal, you know?
Exactly. So I think the other thing I wanted to move on to, cause we did have a list of questions. I don't know if we'll address every single question on here, but, I did want to talk about this whole idea of the potential for, this virus to have some sort of, I don't know, profound detrimental effect on current religious structures. Like, because, you know, this virus may have such a devastating impact and that a lot of people may lose their lives. I mean, already the number to me is, you know, extremely high, but we kind of wondered whether or not this would bring about a change in people's beliefs religiously. And do you want to share what was said about that?
Yeah, so it was funny because I remember I kind of paused and I was just like, okay, really? But initially they, you know, it was more so, in summary, it was more so that it'll be reinforced. So for example, like if you're kind of a skeptic in, you know, being, you know, like us, like intuitive, spiritualist, whatever you want to call us, you know, you're going to probably go more towards and, you know, reach out to, you know, someone that you know, or that you're, you know, looking up, or go to a metaphysical shop, or, you know, on the other spectrum, you know, if you're kind of like raised, you know, Catholic or Christian, but you're on the, you know, on like one toe in, one toe out type of thing, you'll be reinforced and you'll start praying more. You'll start going to church. You'll start, you know, kind of reaching out to that, you know, spiritual aspect of whatever it is that you want to reach out to. So it's more so like people will start making their decisions, of what they want to do. And, I'm not going to say it's, you know, people are going to be more, there's going to be more, you know, people looking to, you know, be more spiritual like us or whatnot, but I feel like it's going to shift people's perspectives. And what they showed me is that there are more people praying now. It feels like more now than ever, just because it's such a big, you know, it's a pandemic, it's a big issue. And so everyone is afraid. There's a lot of fear going around. And so the way they showed it to me was, you know, it's like I was looking out into the atmosphere and I can just see all these little prayers. And it was like they showed me before and they showed me after. And it's literally like the, you know, clouds are, you know, full of prayers. Like it's all in the heavens, just everywhere. So it was really cool the way, you know, they showed it to me. Because even though you may not be, you know, on your knees and your hands together praying to God or, you know, the universe or however it is that you do it, you know, people are, you know, sending hopes and wishes and positive thoughts, and all of those combined are actually making some sort of difference to shift this. But, you know, we still have to do a little more. You know, prayer doesn't fix everything. You actually have to take some action. Without any action, the prayers are useless, essentially. But they do help. They do shift, you know, shift the collective, I guess you could say. And by us praying and taking action, doing something kind, helping others, you know, maybe shifting the way we do things in our homes and do things in our daily lives will help to get rid of this faster.
Exactly. And I like the whole, I was really excited to hear about that whole talk of prayer, because neither of us asked that question. And that just kind of came up from one of the archangels. And like you just said, when they specified that, and we're quoting them, and so we're going to give them a citation. We're going to cite them. They said prayer lifts the veil, but we must take action. And I like the whole idea of it lifting the veil in a sense that it is allowing us to see the truth. But in order for us to change so that the change affects everybody and that it helps everybody, we can't sit back. We have to actually do something about it, because the old adage is, it's like God has to, you know, can do for us or can't do for us what he can't do through us. And that means, again, we have to literally be brave enough to speak out, to stand up for people who may be voiceless, and to shed light on the truth. And I think I just like the imagery that you shared during the channeling session about the prayers kind of filling the clouds, because I remember at one point Archangel Uriel said, look up to the heavens. Can't you see like the number of prayers? And I was like, no, I can't. I want to.
It's funny because I remember like the concepts of what I got, but I don't remember it. It's like all the words, all the things I said, because I come out of it and I'm like, what did I just say? But I do remember that visual. It was really, really cool to see. And that's why I was like, I have to share that. It was just compared to the way people were 6 months ago and where they're at now, it's completely shifted. And, you know, it seems like they're all trying to work together to do something, whether they know it or not.
Exactly. So. And I wasn't sure if we wanted to share. Well, this is actually not that bad. So we did ask whether or not there were going to be any potential food shortages, and it didn't really seem as bleak, but do you want to share what you got about that?
So I did feel that, or I did see that there will be some, you know, there will be some starvation, there will be some shortages. But that's where I also saw that, you know, people are going to step in. There's going to be organizations, just, you know, other people in general. They're going to know that, you know, I have enough, I have what I need. Let me see if I can help others, because they're going to physically see and experience others, you know, suffering. So it was definitely something that, you know, is a concern. So if you do know anyone that might be struggling, reach out, help them out, you know, and just do it with an open heart and don't expect anything back. This is a time where, you know, we have to do stuff just to do it because it's the right thing to do. You know, I did see there is going to be help. It felt like more so, at least within the U.S., it felt like it might be more so in the smaller, you know, states, I guess you could say, or central. For some reason, that's where I picked it up. But it's going to also be in other areas, like major areas like San Francisco, New York, Texas, like the large cities and stuff, just because people will be losing their jobs. And, you know, they're going to make it out. You know, I feel like we will come out of this. But at the same time, you know, the only way to come out of this is, you know, if we're together, not if we're separate. So again, help out, you know, pass on what you can, even if it's as simple as a penny. Sorry.
No, exactly. No, I totally agree. And it kind of, as you were talking, one thing that Archangel Uriel said to me, you know, he, and we'll circle back around to this again, but it just came to my mind, was that right now, I'm trying to find the best way to say this, because he said it to me specifically. He said, you know, the works that you have done are coming back to you in this moment. The things that you have done, the way you have treated people will, I don't know. That's like almost, I hate to use the word reckoning. I don't like to use that word, but it kind of reminded me in that way, like you are receiving what you have given already. But regardless, you know, he said to me, remember this and do not forget that kindness works, empathy works. And he just kept saying that to me over and over. And I was really hesitant for us to do this podcast because, you know, I'm like, people, are they going to really believe what we're saying?
Well, you know? I mean, they can believe it what they want and just let the rest go. You know, that's kind of my motto. So
that's
take
true,
it with a grain of salt if you want.
But it gave me chills listening to you because I had already done mine and I had shared it privately with my sister only. And then when you started to channel and I was taking notes, I took a step back because I was so shocked that it was so similar. It kind of just freaked me out because I didn't know what to expect. And I also thought it was great that Archangel Uriel came around again for round two through you.
Yeah, he always seems to be the one that connects to me. Sometimes I'll get some others, but he seems to be my number one to give me the messages. And the faces he makes sometimes, it's really funny.
He's very serious with me. I always think he doesn't like me. I say that to him and it's terrible, but I'm like, I don't think you like me.
I think it's funny because I have this old man energy seriousness to me at times. And so I think that's why we connect. I'm like, okay, I get it, you know. So, but yeah, he's very funny to me.
So let's talk about another question that we asked, which has to do with whether or not this virus and all of the problems associated with it are going to have any impact on the structure of the United States government. Do you want to share that?
Oh, yeah. So that was very fun to kind of, you know, pick up on. So I know a lot of people are probably wondering, you know, what's going to happen since, you know, we're kind of right in the middle of a new election and stuff. But from what I picked up, it seemed like for right now, things are going to pretty much stay the same since there's a lot of fear. It feels like we're going to want to keep the government structure kind of like what it is already. And the people that are in place right now are already taking action and kind of, you know, have a momentum flowing. So it feels like any change that's going to come, for example, if we were to choose a new president, would shift things. And again, people, since they're in the state of fear, they're not going to want that shift to happen because we already have so many changes right now. So much, you know, people are unemployed, people are working from home, people are, you know, making all sorts of shifts and new accommodations that for something, you know, such as a new presidency and a new structure and something so big will kind of cause just more, you know, more chaos, so to speak. Not necessarily saying that it would, but that's just the way that the energy feels and that people feel. So when it does come time for everything to go down, it looks like, you know, we're still going to continue on with, you know, the representatives that we have. And you know, may cause some anger in some people, but at the same time, like, this is just kind of what it is. I did feel that there will be some change coming in the next few years, but it wasn't going to happen just because we need to take care of what's going on in this current moment. We need to take care of the virus. And, you know, this is going to, once we're recovered sometime next year, it's going to cause us to start seeing things differently, you know, shifting our economic structure. You know, companies are going to start spending money differently and putting their money in different places. And it didn't feel like, you know, the economy is going to get back to the same that it was, or the stock market's going to get back to the same that it was, because everyone's going to have this different mindset, where I feel like in a way we kind of felt we were invincible slightly. And so now we're going to realize, oh shit, we're not, you know, excuse my language, but that's
strike
just like,
fine. No, I'm just kidding.
Right? so that's kind of like where we're going to be. It's like, you know, people will have fear, companies will have fear, there's going to be doubt. So we're going to want to be a little bit more wise and more cautious on what we do and how we do things. But I did get, which I don't know if I don't see it on your note here, but I did get some things about preparation. It's like companies, what they're going to do is they're going to start being more prepared or figure out some sort of, like, in a way, like, I don't want to say contingency plan, but it's more so like, okay, what to do next time something like this happens, because this has never happened. We've never had to plan for it. We've never had to think about it. So it's completely new, you know. It's in a way like I'm kind of excited to see the findings afterwards, you know, economy findings, environmental findings, what all of this has done. We're probably all going to have much better lungs after this as well. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. But it looks like in terms of like government, yeah, going back to that, I feel like for the time being, we're going to kind of keep, you know, big things as they are, if that makes sense.
No, it makes total sense, which is, in a way, I don't want to get political here, but I hope in the near future that we can transition to more of a parliamentary type, you know, structure to have the views of multiple people as opposed to just one. I think that would serve the nation better. And I hope that after we become stable after this virus, that we can begin to think a little bit more fairly in a way, so yeah, that the nation isn't just ruled by one person who feels they should have complete power over, you know, the rest of us, the peons.
I agree. No, I'm 100% right there with you, because I just feel like, you know, to be able to have, you know, more minds and more thoughts and more collaboration, I think is key. And it's just in a way, it feels like it's essential for us to, you know, shift our way and shift our whole way of life and being. So, hopefully that's the direction that we go towards, you know, and add some, you know, humility in that and being humble, and, you know, I think we'll go far.
100%. And the one thing I wanted to add here, because I was told this during, you know, the channeling session, is that although things do look very gloom and doom right now, and we understandably so, we shouldn't delude ourselves about what's happening. But at the same time, I was told, and again, I'm quoting Archangel Uriel, to not attach ourselves to fear in any capacity. You need to keep the mindset where you're still a very strong person. He kept telling me that we need to be brave. And just don't focus on the negative. Still look at what you have and what you have to offer, and how you can help other people. And that will keep you healthy, just not just the physical, but the mental and the emotional aspects of yourself. So do try to shore yourself up with just knowing that you will be taken care of, and you know, you will get help when you need the help, but make sure to extend and lend a hand. I did want to circle back to one thing kind of at the beginning, after I just told everybody to be positive, I'm about to give kind of like some negative stuff. But the one thing that was said to me twice when I was channeling, it's like they opened with this and they closed with this. And it was interesting the way they put it, but I really wanted to know, you know, what else, you know, is at the root of this virus? Why is it spreading so rapidly? Why is this really happening? And they told me essentially the same thing they told you, but they did say specifically that they said, look at your nation. Your nation is great. However, upon your nation, hate begets hate, slavery begets slavery, greed begets greed, anger begets anger. And they asked me my thoughts on that. And I said, well, you're right. Like, I didn't know. I mean, you're not wrong. But they said, you know, these things cannot hold. And, you know, very similar to what you said, the earth cannot sustain this type of energy much longer.
Yeah.
That's what they said to me. And that as, and again, I'm putting quotes around this, as light workers, as people who know these things are wrong and they are unjust, we are here, and I'm quoting them again, to usher in a new way. That is why we have volunteered to come here at this time. We are open-minded enough. We are open-hearted enough. We know, you know, to look at the truth and be honest and do our best to help everybody else, but they also said that the planet itself needs a deep healing, and you got that too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was actually, like, I think one of the first messages.
Yes.
Probably a little bit more in depth than I actually discussed, but it was pretty much saying that we need a huge healing. We need to, essentially clear out, all the negativity that we have within us, all the negativity that we are doing to the earth, and literally do, it was like a full reset. We need a full reset, just
Yes.
because our way of life isn't sustainable.
Exactly.
So.
And it's under, I mean, I get it. I completely understand it. And it is the truth. I hope people can open their hearts enough to, like I said earlier, lend a hand, but also open their minds enough to new sustainable practices so that we're no longer polluting the waters. You know what I mean? With all these corporations and companies like dumping all of these toxic metals into our drinking water for a profit because they don't care. And then the government supporting them and going back, relaxing all of the regulations of the EPA. And I understand why the earth is screaming.
Oh yeah, it was. That's a direct quote that I got. The Earth is screaming, the planet is retaliating, so we must heal. And I think, we all need to take those steps to do that, what little we can. I mean, just even thinking about, when we're trying to survive right now, who are the ones that are helping us to survive? It's those, jobs that you wouldn't really think would be, or would get you anywhere, So it's like grocery stores. People don't really think much highly of, the grocery store clerk, whatever. But look, they're the ones that are pretty much getting us our food. If a grocery store closes and they're not doing their job, we don't get food.
Right.
Similarly, like, gas. We need gas. Gas stations, they're giving us the energy we need for our car to run. Just little things like the hospitals, doctors. Well, usually doctors do get paid very well, but at the same time, like, they're the ones that are, suffering at our expense right now, especially with people probably, overreacting a little bit if they have a simple cold. Not to say it's an overreaction, but if you really have symptoms, call, but don't overwhelm the hospitals right now. They are doing other things, and that are vital. So, cut back on the masks, cut back on the toilet paper, try to ration that, or give that to someone who needs it. That's a perfect moment to pass on that role. But I mean, it's just like, it's a whole different way, just to stop and think about what's going on, and the people that are actually making it work for us, and helping us to survive. It's kind of eye-opening.
It really is
So.
eye-opening too, because as you know, and again, I think the people who are listening are probably already aware of all of this, so we're not pointing fingers and accusing, you know what I mean? But I think, as I said earlier, when I was channeling, they just kept reminding me that, or they kept saying to me, you're here to bear witness to the truth. And I think the truth is that, again, there are pay disparities. Like you said, these employees who are working all these hours to make sure that the grocery stores are stocked, they're unappreciated. And yet
Oh
we
yeah.
appreciate, celebrities who are showing their ass and titties all over the place. And then we're supposed to congratulate them and support them rather than everyday people who are just working to put food on the table. It's like, we need to open our eyes and learn to reevaluate what we're valuing
Oh,
and
exactly.
shift that. I feel like there needs to be shifts on so many different levels. I was like, which one do you want to start better?
My God.
Yours.
Well, let's start with the toilet paper rolls, because that one's hilarious to me. I was talking to the clerk, or one of the folks that work at Safeway here, our local grocery store. And I went, and I looked down that toilet paper aisle, and he was just stocking up. And I looked at him, and I remember thinking, like, oh, I am so sorry. I said, I'm going to have to be one of those people that grab the roll, And he's like, don't worry, it's okay. He had told me that the day before he was bringing a box out, and people were literally stealing them from the boxes, stealing them from his hands. And he just kind of, like, backed away. And it was literally like the way they make it seem in the movies. It was insane the way he told me. So, I was just like, well, thank you, I appreciate it. And every other clerk that I've talked to, I just kind of say, I hope you guys get a really big bonus, and I hope your managers and, corporate really understands what you guys have gone through and, you know, really shows you guys appreciation in some way, because I mean, they really deserve it, especially right now. I don't think any of them expected this to happen. And, you know, especially with the fact that they're going out there still, we're telling everyone, you know, go indoors, you know, social isolation, or what's the phrase? Social distancing. There we go. It blanked out for a minute. But, you know, they're going out and, you know, risking themselves catching it. And, you know, just so that way we can eat and the shelves will be stocked and, you know, we can continue living in our, you know, homes and, you know, ideally free of any illness. So just, you know, next time you see someone, just thank them. You know, you can see it in their eyes that they're, you know, stressed and overwhelmed and, you know, probably a little bit afraid as well, just because they're the ones that are front line, you know, of everything that's going on. They're the ones that see all the panic from everyone, you know, people walking around with masks and stuff and, you know, giving you the look of, oh, is this the one that's going to get me? And, right. You know, I had my first experience this past week and somebody, I held the door open for him and he kind of looked at me and I looked at him and he looked back at me and he was kind of like, you can see he was processing in his head. What do I do? What do I do? It's going to get too close. And then he kind of like took a tiny little step forward and he gave me these thumbs up with both his hands. He said, thank you. Thank you. I got it. Thank you. And I was like, okay. Like,
don't touch, you fool.
Like, don't touch. Exactly. He's like, keep away. And it was really funny. I just kind of laughed, but it was like the first time that happened to me. And in my mind, I'm thinking, if you're really worried, don't go outside, you know, stay home. There's DoorDash for this, you know, and, you know, just if you're at risk, you know, someone can bring it to you if you really needed it. But, you know, I understand, you know, you get a little stuck at home and I probably made a couple of, you know, trips to the grocery store and, you know, pretended that the vegetable aisle and stuff was like a little garden, you know, oh, hey, there's a head of lettuce, you know, where is that growing? I don't know, whatever. But, you know, it's my way of just getting outside a little bit too. So I probably need to stay indoors just a little bit more, but I get it. We're all trying to figure it out and navigate this whole new world that we're in.
Yes, we definitely are. And to come back to one thing that you said earlier and something that was reiterated to me, was this whole notion of being compassionate. And that's also what the angel said to me too, that this is an opportunity for us to extend our compassion or to really learn how compassionate we are. And again, try to help those who are less fortunate. It's really reflective of who you really are. And also I have to add this, I don't know if you remember that Archangel Uriel said two things at the end of this channeling session, one that gave me the chills, which I'll say, but the other one, they said, you know, make sure again, to be compassionate, to be kind, to help others. We are watching you. And then after that, it was like dot, 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 very ominous. They said, we will return.
They said that for me? When I tuned in?
When you were yes.
Michelle, what?
Oh my God, Aaron. Aaron, I wrote it down.
I do not remember that.
Oh Lord.
I only remember the awareness part. I do not remember that part.
I spoke to you after that channeling session. I said, ooh, what did you think about that? And you said you got the impression that you thought that they were going to come back again in 7 years, 7 to 10 years time to see if we had learned our lesson. Like there might be another episode.
I blanked out on that one. There was so much other stuff going on in there. I must have left that one out, but but no, it makes sense. Selective memory. It was too traumatic. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, that's kind of been my mindset too. I'm like, I don't know if this is going to be the end of it. Like, I feel like, you know, it's, I know for sure it's going to like rise and fall and it'll be back, you know, later on this year. I felt like it was the winter. It would come back again and possibly mutated. But we'll be better prepared. You know, we'll be better prepared and take better precautions. But it might come back, you know, just slightly different and people have different reactions, but we'll be ready for it, I think, especially with everything that we're preparing ourselves for now. But yeah, I can't remember that part. I believe it, but I can't remember that part wrapped up my head.
I'm trying to look at all the notes that I wrote because I did write that, and I spoke to you after that call. We talked about it, and I said, "Ooh, doesn't that sound a little scary?" And you were like, "I got the impression that it's 7 years, maybe, blah blah blah." You just went on and on and on.
Yeah.
And I just, I really think what they're really, because they did say during the call, "You do not listen, so we must react, and you must help the change." And that's why we are pretty much all here, but I think they will return in the sense that they want to see, did we listen this time?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, if we didn't by that point, maybe that's going to be the shift. But you know, it's kind of one of those things when, you know, you ignore a lesson in life, and it's going to keep coming back and keep coming back until you learn it. So I think that's just the same
Exactly.
thing. You know, maybe we got to think of humanity as, you know, one being, in a way where humanity as a whole has specific lessons it needs to learn, which it definitely does. It definitely does. If you just look throughout history, kind of, you know, all the big points that, you know, we are taught. So I'm, you know, I'm not going to say I'm worried, because I know everything will be fine. I feel like everything's going to work out. And I feel like this will definitely be a positive shift, for us as a whole. Even though right now a lot of people might be in fear, it's definitely not a time to live in fear. I feel like that's just gonna, in a way, as weird as it may sound, I feel like that will just feed it. It's kind of like feeding the fire. So I mean, let it go. Just let it go. If you do feel a little fearful, just take a minute, try to release that energy, because it is just energy, and replace it with something that's fun and happy. Even just like last week, I was kind of like going through some stuff about the virus for work, because all of our stuff got canceled, and I was kind of in this weird, funky mood. And then one of my friends called me, and we started talking about some stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, 30 minutes go by, and I remember I paused and I told her, I said, oh my God, I haven't even thought about this virus once. I haven't even, like, you know, felt that eeriness or that scariness of what's going on. And I realized then, I was just like, okay, you know what? This is just a feeling. So, you know, go and listen to some music and dance your ass off if you need to feel happier, or do something like that, because it really, you know, it really does help. And you know, it'll also help if you're feeling better, people around you, because people are more empathic than they might know. So if you're feeling better, they're going to feel better.
Exactly. And that's the one thing that Aaron and I just, you know, we did point out some things that could be very eye-opening, and I hope they don't bring any anxiety. That's not our intention whatsoever. We are both, we'd like to think of ourselves as optimists sometimes, and I did
Sometimes.
mention sometimes.
Not all the time, sometimes.
And exactly. But I do want to emphasize what Aaron said, because this is something that the Archangel said as well. Don't attach yourselves to fear. Do not live in a state of fear right now, but also don't be delusional. There are some people in this community who will just, you know, say, "Oh, I'm just a peaceful little fairy being," and they're not seeing the trauma that other people are going through. That is not the way, in my opinion. You know, there's a saying that it's like, look at the cross, but don't dwell on the cross. And that means look at what's happening, but don't dwell on the negative aspects. You know, get into action and find out where your assignment is. And I think this is really important. So, for example, all of us have something that we're really passionate about in a way that we love to help people. So, just as an example, I'll use myself. I love to help people when it comes to food security. That's super important to me. And that's why I volunteer for that. And I feel like that's my assignment here. And everybody has something. Other people might work in healthcare and volunteer. You know, I don't know, in a hospice or something. And that way, I think we all are assigned our little corners of the earth, and there's something in our heart that, you know, we're really passionate about. And that's kind of like the message, like, hey, you know, focus on that, and then be brave enough to act in that way. And don't feel as if you're, what's the word, sacrificing like your time. You know that you know what you're doing not only benefits the person that you're helping, but it will actually benefit you in the end as well. So if some people don't like to volunteer, just do it out of self-interest. Karma will reward. Okay.
No,
Well.
actually, that's true, because I remember at one point I did tell you that it's going to be hard for some people to do those acts of kindness, because it's going to be completely out of their realm. It's going to, you know, be like they are stepping out of their comfort zone, stepping out of their box just to do a nice thing. And I mean, it's unfortunate that we have, you know, experiences that cause us to be more guarded and put our wall up. But I definitely remember seeing that because of this, there will be people that are going to step out of their comfort zone to do those acts of kindness, which I think is great. I think we all need to do that. Even me, you know, I sometimes see something and I'm like, I'm going to step away, you know, and kind of ignore the situation. I'm human too. But I definitely think, you know, we all need to kind of be more aware, which is like the last message I got was just be aware of yourself, be aware of what's going on, be aware of every ailment in your body, be aware of the earth, be aware of the plants, the water, the, you know, skies, others, other human beings, like animals, everything. We have to be aware of what is going on around us, so that way we can have some sort of positive effect. I think that's a very important message, just because, you know, if we're not aware, we're pretty much just floating around in limbo with no purpose. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Exactly. But, that's a perfect way of saying it too, because that's super true. And I got a similar message about being aware of yourself. And I was told, I was trying to find that this is a moment where you get to know yourself. And they kept saying to me, know thyself, know thyself. This is the moment where you get to really see who you are and what you stand for and what you really believe in, based off of your actions or lack thereof. And they did tell me that. So I think it's important for me to share that. And one thing I wanted to say, I know we've been going on this for a long time, but the last thing I kind of wanted to say when you and I ended that channeling session the other day is that they want us to really, because I was hesitant for us to do this podcast. I'm always in my head in that way, but they told, you know, they had a message for me and they said, speak freely. Don't be so afraid. Pour your heart out, you know, share what's really on your mind and don't be afraid of the reaction. So that's what you and I, two little brown people are doing today.
I know when she said that, I was just like, who cares? Who cares? I'm like, I don't care what people think, you know? So, but I mean, I understand. Yeah. People will, you know, some will not react well to this. Some will be like, okay, that's great. But I mean, like you said, we're not here to cause any fear. It's just the reality of it, you know, and to add on to your point about people being self-aware and stuff, it's like, if you haven't noticed, everyone's home now, people are finally getting to those projects that they've been wanting to get to, or, you know, doing things that they've been wanting to do. Like me, for example, like I got out of breath walking from the kitchen table to the bathroom, back to the kitchen table. And so I realized, I'm like,
you were saying this on this call. Shameless, utterly.
That's what working from home has done to me in the past 2 weeks. So yesterday I decided, you know what? I was talking to my friend and she said she was doing a plank challenge. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. You know, I've been saying my butt needs to get in the gym again. So today I was on day 2 of this plank challenge. That's going to be for 30 days. And let me tell you, after 15 seconds of just doing a plank, I was already shaking. And I thought to myself, what did I get myself into? Like, it was really funny, but it's a really cool little app. Yeah. So I'll let you guys know that, you know, if 30 days comes up, I'll let you know if I can actually do a plank these days, but, it was good. I'm enjoying it so far. I need to keep up with it. And I feel like doing those little activities will get the blood flowing, especially since, you know, most of us are quarantined and confined into these small spaces of our homes. Just kind of dying for some action, but yeah, I did say that on air, didn't I? Wow. Okay.
Yes, you did. Well, I am going to end this on a good note. And one of the first things that Archangel Uriel said to me, that this is actually a moment of enlightenment for all of us. And I do actually believe what he said. There's a lot that I think will be revealed. And I think, for example, with the stimulus package that our government is trying to put together, looking at that and who they are trying to help the most is very telling of who they value the most in society. And people, again, do not turn away from that. And that's something, again, that Archangel Uriel kept saying to me, don't close your eyes to this. Look at this. Know the truth. We are here to make change, to affect change, all of us. We have that power. And that's the last thing that, I don't know if you remember when you were channeling, the Archangel Uriel said to me that you have more power than you think. And most of us feel like we are powerless, but no, it's we the people. And I think we need to remember that we need to exercise our rights and I would say pick people who represent our own beliefs and don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe in. Otherwise, nothing in society will ever change. With that said, Erin, thank you for being my lovely co-host to talk about this and, you know, being comfortable enough to really share what we both heard from the cool spirit world. I hope people, I hope this
You're
was
very welcome
for people. So I'll talk to you soon. And everybody who's listening, thank you for tuning in today. And please feel free to share your thoughts, your questions our way. And if you have questions, we'll do our best to answer them on another episode. Until then, everybody, talk to you soon. Have a good night, Erin.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.